Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
Here in the Senate, we have proven there is exactly zero reason for chaos or for shutdown.
With just a dozen days before a government shutdown, Democratic Washington Senator Patty Murray says House Republicans should stick to the funding level Speaker Kevin McCarthy agreed to during the last budget crisis. McCarthy struck a deal with the White House this spring over raising the debt ceiling, but the Speaker now faces pressure from hardline Republicans who say they won't fund the government without steps toward impeaching President Joe Biden. Republican Representative Ken Buck of Colorado says they should focus on border security, crime, and inflation, not impeachment.
Time for impeachment is the time when there's evidence linking President Biden, linking President Biden to a high crime or misdemeanor. That doesn't exist right now.
Buck is a member of the Conservative Freedom Caucus. House Majority Forward, a progressive nonprofit, has announced an initial $20 million investment in voter registration and grassroots mobilization. The program will be focused on signing up youth and people of color spanning from Alaska to Pennsylvania. A special grand jury in Fulton County recommended Republican South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham face criminal charges over 2020 election interference. Graham joined former President Donald Trump's effort to pressure Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger into illegally overturning the state's presidential results. Graham was not charged, Trump was, but the senator says he still supports him.
I am proudly supporting him. He can be a handful at times, but I thought he was a good president. And I'm not going to be deterred campaigning for him and working with him.
83-year-old former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she will be seeking re-election in 2024 to address the challenges facing San Francisco and continued threats to democracy.
Our democracy is at risk when we talk nationally. And globally, people are concerned about what it means if our democracy is at risk.
Boston University social scientist Joan Donovan says social media algorithms are fueling conspiracy theories. Donovan told the conference Friday that a big part of the problem comes when disinformation starts in a social media silo, but eventually gets amplified via mainstream outlets.
A lot of researchers in our field will try to split this and say, oh, it's a cable news problem, or, oh, it's only an internet problem. It's a media ecosystem problem.
Donovan says media consumers need to be in a constant state of vigilance, and the internet needs to better reflect the broad public interest. Finally, today marks the 22nd anniversary of the September 11 terrorist attacks. The New York City Fire Department recently added 43 new names to the World Trade Center Memorial Wall, responders who died of illnesses related to rescue and recovery efforts. I'm Alex Gonzalez for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.